Turning to news from Africa, Sudan's president Omar Hassan al-Bashir said Sudan would be open to doubling the peacekeepers in the Darfur region to 20,000 troops, as long as the force remains under African Union control. The president told British press he would even allow the European Union or United Nations to provide logistical support. Some 200,000 people have died in more than 3 years of fighting, and 2.5 million others have been forced from their homes in the troubled region. The president of Caritas Internationalis, Dennis Vianor, recently returned from Darfur. He told Susie Hodges that even though the situation is complex, it does not mean humanitarian aid should be denied.
But well, that's not the first time in the world that we are facing a very difficult situation. When you're in Lebanon or in Pakistan, the security situation was difficult also. So we're used to that. The problem is how to, let's say, to maintain the quality of the programs in such a specific situation.
But how did you find the morale of the Darfuri people that you and other humanitarian organizations are caring for?
And well, the situation, the morale, to use your word, is low because they are far from their villages. They are in a very poor situation, even if, let's say, some clinics, some schools are open to serve them. But I mean, they are depressed because they are far away from their living habits. So this is a very difficult situation, you know, to live in such a situation for now, for some of them, 2 years.